Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is talking about Kemi Badenoch's recent announcement. So she's the leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, but this announcement only concerns South Britain. Because remember, because this asymmetric devolution, the Parliament of the United Kingdom has a special control over England, and whereas the devolved legislatures, Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, even London to some extent, can control certain matters for themselves that are not reserved to Westminster. So she said, regarding council housings, most foreigners would not be eligible for council housing in England. And those who currently have it will be required to leave within a few months. So I say most foreigners, because if you're a European Union citizen with settled status, you'll be treated as a Britisher. If you're an Irish citizen, we're treated as Britishers. We don't need to get settled status and so forth. She said that the Labour Party has lost control of immigration. Actually, legal immigration has come down considerably under the Labour government. Illegal immigration has come up, admittedly, shot up under the Conservative Party. And she was a cabinet minister at the time. So she bears responsibility for that collective ministerial responsibility. How do I feel about this? Because there's a shortage of housing. And there is a certain logic in saying our people in our country first, to prioritise Britishers. But why would you allow European citizens with settled status to do that? Perhaps she's worried if she did, then there'd be pushback from the European Union, penalise the UK in terms of trade. Republic of Ireland were uniquely privileged, despite Paddy's planting bombs in Great Britain. We get treated better than anybody else, despite not even being in the Commonwealth. So it just shows how good Great Britain is to us. So I'd like to say a big thank you to all mainland Britons for letting us in. Now, all right, I'm a British citizen. Okay. So goodness, there is some logic in this. Is there a shortage of housing? You have to prioritize. Now there are multiple solutions. You can build more council housing. Do you build it on green belt land or not? Do you convert more brown belt housing? There's a shortage of skilled labor in this sector. And the people who work in it are quite often immigration. So ironically enough, one of the solutions is partly more immigrants, partly to cut benefits that, no, you're going to have to work, and that might be in working in construction. Is there anything you need to make it more economically viable for companies to build these more things? Labour solution, I think, is some sort of state-owned organisation to build council housing. I think selling off the council houses under Thatcher was probably a huge mistake, very popular in the short term, and people looked after their places a bit better, but there's not that much social housing. And as I say, partly is people are just being too precious, demanding too much, a sense of entitlement that every child gets his or her own bedroom and that adults never have to share apart from with their intimate partners. Well, that's wrong. You're going to have to, you know, we're going to have more people living in one house. That'll reduce your heating bills because you'll be sharing more people, generating more body heat, reducing all sorts of bills, your council tax, I mean, per person and all the rest of it. Inadequately housed, I mean, just get over yourself, okay? I was a dormitory of 12 children, so, you know, you can be too. I'm told I was privileged to have that. So we shouldn't be giving these people a bed of roses, that nothing is good enough for people who live on benefits, and those of us who work for a living have to pay them more and more. Just, if you don't like being on benefits, get off benefits. So I have some sympathy in what she's saying. On the other hand, is it unfair? There's this family with whatever. Three children, should they be prioritised over a couple or a single person just because they're not British citizens? I mean, one of the logical things is if you want the rights of a British citizen, become one. Pass that life in the UK test, pass the English language test, pay the money, and you can become one. It can take as little as 6 years. You know, 5 years to get your indefinitely to remain, a further year to get your citizenship. But the Kemi Badenoch distinction draws no distinction between those who are born British and those who are naturalised Britons. And it's absolutely not racial. We know that they're Britons of all races, Britons of all religions, and those who subscribe to no religion whatsoever. So in some ways, it's a sensible thing. It'll play well to people. I know really absolutely any Conservative Party's policies called racist, racist, racist by the leftards, by those who want to crush taxpayers, by endless entitlement to those who refuse to provide for themselves, those who want open borders, those who want massive scale immigration, just unmanageable, millions upon millions of each year. And no, it's not scaremongering. They've said, I've seen the placards, open the borders. Wow. So we go on. Now, Labour says it's unworkable. I mean, I'm not sure how it is unworkable, because you can tell someone's citizenship status. But I do think there might have to be exemptions for people who are disabled or have special needs. I mean, really disabled, not ADHD. Okay. Now, it says the Conservatives have done nothing to tackle the housing crisis that they created themselves. That's the Labour Party's response. And there is some truth in that. The Conservative Party was bad on this. Labour had its housing policy, and they're falling well short. They're achieving only about 45% of their target already. And Angela Rayner is back in cabinet, despite resigning in disgrace over her lies, over her tax invasion. Thief Angela Rayner, soi-disant thief Angela Rayner, is back there. A complete dunderhead, an international embarrassment. Thank God she's not prime minister. Someone's a total educational failure who doesn't have the cognitive skills to cope with what she's saying, who cannot even speak grammatically. It's not working class speech, okay? It's ungrammatical. It's not snobbery to get people to speak and write properly. Language is about communication. And then she miscommunicates by not understanding subject-verb agreement or the difference between plurality and singularity, setting a very poor example for children. You know, I used to examine for English language GCSE, and she'd be marked down for that. I'm thinking, what grade would I give her? Maybe a bare pass based on her speech? Might get a grade 4 or something? So it's shameful and sickening that she's been elevated to this high office. It shows how anti-pedagogical the Labour Party is, a supposed party of the intellectuals. And so we go on. All right. So anyone without these statuses would have to leave their council housing. Well, they have to provide for themselves then until they get that. So people say, what about those Ukrainian refugees? Well, they've had this good status for like 4.5 years. They have to sort themselves out. Goodness. So there's another proposal in the previous Conservative government saying foreign citizens would have to live in the United Kingdom for at least 10 years before we would get social housing. There are 1.3 million households on social housing waiting lists. So 1.3 million households, that, you know, equates to at least 3 million people. A lot of social housing lets are given to single people, which doesn't seem to be a sensible use of it. You should might require the sense that these people to share. And I knew a woman who was living in one in a lovely part of it, London. What's it called? That one where you can overlook Parliament is Primrose Hill. And it was spacious, very wide corridors. The public areas are very clean and all the rest of it. Now, she was somewhat disabled, walking with a cane and so on. So that's it. So anyway, Angela Rayner said the Conservative policy would chiefly impact refugees and long-term UK residents who contribute to this country. Okay, we'll become a citizen then. Refugees in such a state should be our bottom priority, right? You know, they should always be thanking and praising for us for, you know, we feed them, we house them, we provide them with medical care and all the rest of it, and education if they're minors. So should they be praising us to the moon, not always demanding more, saying it's not good enough for us? They could always go back to Somalia, Afghanistan, if they prefer it there. But we're saving their lives, they told us. And if you are sympathetic to them, you're free to contribute to them. I mean, allowing refugees to work whilst their status is considered, I think that might be a good idea, might actually help the housing crisis. One of the things is that they'd have to pay back any debt they got and have to give away any jewellery they have, like Denmark. Maybe even wedding rings, things of sentimental value. What's more important, that or your life? Maybe I'd have a pawn scheme whereby they could purchase it back. What do you think? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.